Hour number two, Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game. We're live at Bridgestone Arena, Pete and Terry's Tavern, ahead of tonight's game between the Preds and the Dallas Stars. We've been telling you all morning and since yesterday that on the plaza from 5 to 7, you can drop off different items to help those in need for tornado cleanup. So we'll be accepting donations to give back to that. This is what we need: flashlights, hand sanitizers, batteries, trash bags, work gloves. You can just find the 102.5 The Game tent or our sister station 102.9 The Buzz and drop those things off. The OVC tournament is underway in Evansville. Let's say hello to Casey Alexander, the head coach of the Belmont Bruins. Casey, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. How you doing?
Doing well. Let's start things off with everything that has transpired over the last few days. We all know what happened early Tuesday morning. First of all, everything good on your side of town with you and your family?
Yeah, we made it out okay, and I'm sorry for those that didn't.
Yeah, it's interesting to see, though, when things like this happen, Casey. You've been in this town a long time. Everybody comes together, and even if your neighbor or even if somebody lives 20 miles across town from you, they become your neighbor. And so it's been awesome to see the outpouring of support as people are trying to help the cleanup with Germantown and East Nashville, Donelson, Putnam County, and everybody affected.
Absolutely, yeah. Those of us that live here know that Nashville is one of those kind of towns. And, you know, if there is a silver lining in something that's so tragic for so many, that would be one of them for sure. So I'm not surprised at all. It was pretty predictable, actually, that Nashville would come together and rally together during this time.
I don't know if you have any answers to this yet, but are there any things that Belmont is starting to put together to help with things? I know a lot of stuff is coming out over the past few days of just different donations and things to help.
Right. I do know that Belmont has been very proactive, as they always are in the community, but I'm not in the middle of those circles where I could give you any of the specifics or how to help. I know that I've got several emails, and I know they've coordinated to do what we can to help where we can.
Well, absolutely. And I know you're getting ready for you don't even know who your opponent is yet, but getting ready for a game Friday night in the OVC tournament. So let's first talk about the three sophomores that got quite the honor. Adam Kunkel, who we actually talked to last week, Grayson Murphy and Nick Mazinski were all named All-OVC first team. What can you say about those three fine young men that were able to help your team?
Well, obviously, all three of them had great years. You know, it's good for us that they're all just sophomores and going to be around for a while. And then, you know, most specifically, the fact that they're each so different and really provide our team with a lot of versatility. I mean, you know, Grayson Murphy's the playmaker, the energy guy, the guy that, you know, is just relentless with coming up with big plays. Adam Kunkel's been our leading scorer all season long. And had a great year, and then Nick Mazinski inside is a weapon that, quite frankly, a lot of people at our level just don't have.
And then Murphy was also named the OVC Defensive Player of the Year. I think sometimes, you know, we just want to see buckets and threes and things like that. You lose sight of how important the defensive game is.
Yeah, you definitely do. And, you know, here's a guy that's our point guard that led us in defensive rebounding by far, like by a wide, wide margin. And and then the same is true with steals. He averaged 3 steals a game, which is a huge number. So overall, Grayson leads us in, gosh, offensive rebounding, defensive rebounding, assists, steals, shooting percentages are near the top. So he's had a tremendous year.
TSU, they won their game in overtime last night against Morehead State. Now, you guys closed out the season with them. They gave you a fight. You guys were able to get the win, but Coach Penny Collins, he's got himself a ball club over there that, you know, could make it interesting in the OVC tournament.
Yeah, there's no doubt. He's done a great job with his team. And anytime you're winning games in March, things are going your way. So it'll be interesting to see. They play Eastern Kentucky tonight, and then we'll play the winner of that game. Eastern Kentucky swept them during the regular season. Their pressure really bothered Tennessee State. But, you know, it'll be a great game. And then whoever we play, I'm sure that'll be the same.
Are you in Evansville yet? Are you able to watch these games, or are you just watching on TV?
Yeah, no, I just watch on TV. We've practiced here in just a little bit, and then we're headed north.
So you'll be leaving today. So what type of I mean, I guess you're going to play who you play, but what type of scouting, what type of things are you able to accomplish as you watch some of these early games?
Yeah, it's been an interesting week for us. Just, you know, we've got an extra day that we, you know, compared to a regular season week where we play on Thursday and Saturday, we don't play till Friday. So the extra day has allowed us to rest. We've sprinkled in some scouting for all of our potential opponents, but quite honestly, we've done very little of it. We're fortunate in a sense that, you know, we're going to play Tennessee State or Eastern Kentucky, and those were actually two of our last three regular season games. So a lot of familiarity there. I don't think it's going to be too difficult to get ourselves ready quickly once we know who we're playing.
This is your first OVC tournament as the head coach at Belmont. You know, obviously being around here, you know what the OVC is, but I know for us as media, it's been fun to see Belmont, TSU have a good season, Austin Peay at the top, Murray State, of course. But what's it like from the coach's point of view of just seeing some quality basketball in the OVC?
Well, it's been an honor to be a part of it. You know, it's been a fun year for me. I mean, it's my first year not to be in the A-Sun, gosh, in probably 20 years, because when I was at Belmont before, they were also in the A-Sun. You know, so it's a new experience. You know, I'm told that I've been to the Ford Center. I know what a great place that is, and appreciate how the people in Evansville have embraced the tournament, and we're just ready to get there and see what we can do.
Absolutely. Well, Casey, we wish you the best of luck, and thanks for taking some time this morning to come on with us, and hope it all goes well. I hope we're talking to you about an OVC championship.
Yeah, it makes two of us. I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
All right. Casey Alexander, the head coach of the Belmont Bruins. Again, they are going to play tomorrow night. They will, I believe, play the winner of Tennessee State, Eastern Kentucky. So TSU and Eastern Kentucky will play at 6:30 Central tonight on ESPN+. Plus, Eastern Illinois will play Austin Peay at 8:30 Central. And then, again, tomorrow you'll have you'll have the winner of TSU, Eastern Kentucky play Belmont in the early game at 7:00. And then the winner of Eastern Illinois, Austin Peay, play Murray State. So, you know, that's something that we talk a lot about on this show is these teams from the area. Of course, Ja Morant went to Murray State, but not too far from here. OVC basketball is fun. You know, you get in, you know, we're in SEC country, and Vanderbilt gets a big win the other night. Tennessee beats Kentucky, but OVC basketball, I think, gets undervalued at times. And I miss the tournament being here. That was one of the things that I got to do early on in my career is go to the OVC tournament and watch some quality hoops. And, you know, Rick Bird's teams at Belmont always were able to really put on a show. And now you have Austin Peay that they're doing well, and TSU with Brian Penny Collins. So it's definitely some quality basketball with the OVC. So I miss it being in Nashville, but I know Evansville has really embraced it. And they're, you know, able to really put on a show. SEC action from last night. Ole Miss, Kermit Davis defeated Missouri 75-67. So as they get ready for the SEC tournament next week, how about Arkansas beating LSU 99-90? LSU has been one of those up-and-down teams, just like Auburn. They lose to Texas A&M 78-75. So some teams that you think that – and Willie will do his bubble update tomorrow. Some teams that you think – all right, they're probably going to be good in the SEC tournament and then get into the big dance. They're faltering a little bit at the end of the regular season, Elijah. Elijah, I know you keep up with all the college hoops, but were you surprised by that to see Arkansas beat LSU?
Not really. I actually, coming into the season, felt Arkansas would have been a top five or six team in the SEC when fully healthy. What's really hurt them was in the last couple of weeks not having Isaiah Joe. Even though he's kind of had a little bit of a difficult year shooting the ball, where he was on a blistering pace last year, and Mason Jones has really come out of nowhere, and he's like an SEC Player of the Year contender, they're finally fully healthy, and they play really well at home, and they play a really interesting pace to an interesting brand of basketball, and Eric Musselman's done an excellent job in his first year. So that one didn't surprise me as much as Texas A&M winning at Auburn. That one stunned me.
Auburn is just so hard to figure out. Like, I think they're going to make a good run at it. I mean, I would think that it could be, depending on the seeding, but Auburn and Kentucky in the SEC final. But and they're going to make the tournament, and who knows what happens there. But they just some of the losses they have, you kind of go, huh?
Oh, a lot of them are head-scratching. And that's the weird thing about Auburn is they could beat anyone in the country, but at the same time they could lose to anyone in the country because of the style of play they have too. Bruce Pearl wants them to throw up about 50% of their shots to be threes. And sometimes it can bite you in the rear. And last night it kind of did. And yeah. Texas A&M kind of bullied them a little bit, and some of Auburn's bigs got in foul trouble. And that's kind of a perfect recipe to lose to a team like Texas A&M, who, to their credit a little bit, Buzz Williams has done an excellent job at least making them competitive. I think that was their ninth SEC win, and they were projected to be next to last coming into the season. So they've improved a little bit, but out of all the games that Auburn would play at home, I mean, that was their first loss at home this year. I would not have suspected that the one team to get them in Auburn would have been Texas A&M, by no means.
Yeah, their losses on the road at Alabama, which Alabama is not great, so they just lost to Vanderbilt.
Yeah, they were a bubble team until then, and that one got burst pretty quickly.
At Florida, which Florida, they're considered a bubble team, right?
Yeah, more so now because they kind of got hot a little later, which that's a team I haven't been able to figure out all year long. At the beginning of the season,
I don't think anybody could figure them out.
I thought they would have won the whole thing. Them getting Kerry Blackshear and Scotty Lewis, who's supposed to be a top, five or six freshman in the country, who's a McDonald's All-American. Yeah. That team had a lot of experience coming back, and they've just been incredibly disappointing. But they've picked it up a little bit, and then losing to Tennessee on the road kind of set them back a little. So I'd say they're pretty square on the bubble. It could be 50-50 for them.
Yeah, and then they lost to at Missouri, at Georgia, at Kentucky, which makes sense, and then last night at home to Texas A&M. Their last game will be at Tennessee at TBA, Thompson Bowling Arena. That's going to do it for this one. When we come back, Darren will rejoin the show. We hope to have Willie on as well as they wrap up morning skate duties. We'll get you the latest from that and what the lines look like. Ryan Johansson appears to be back and healthy after missing the other night due to an illness. Darren Donick and Chase rolls on ESPN 102.5 The Game.